You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Jordan Mason against Dallas at home. I think this is the bounce back game for Jordan Mason, right?
Yeah.
You know, since we told you to sell Jordan Mason 3 weeks ago with CMC's impending return, he's been the RB28, the RB27, and the RB28. He had the injury, 2 weeks ago, but still, this probably would have helped you if you ended up selling him when we told you to sell him. But I do think this is the bounce back week if you do have him. Dallas has given up the fourth most fantasy points per game to running backs, the third most rushing touchdowns per game, the 10th most rushing yards per game. I think they're going to lean on him, man. Obviously they have a bunch of injuries to their pass catchers. This could be a game where we see a bunch of volume to Jordan Mason. And you know what? To be honest with you, I thought the volume might be a little bit split, last week, but it wasn't really that split. It was mostly Jordan Mason. He had 74% of the rushing attempts. So that was his third. That was his highest since week four. So,
yep. So obviously the shoulder isn't affecting him.
No.
And then you look at this matchup, the way that you beat Dallas is you run the ball, and what the 49ers aren't going to want to throw the ball if they're going to be down all these guys. Obviously, like we said, George Kittle might play and we might see one of Juwan Jennings or Deebo Samuel play. But if they're going to be down all their passing weapons, imagine if they're down all three of those guys. It's going to be the Jordan Mason show, and he's just going to be just running wild. So I do agree that this is a good call. He's going to have a bounce back week. And this is just me totally trashing my Cowboys because they just can't stop anything in the run game. You saw it last time they were on the field. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery just went crazy.